Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. While they may appear very similar to Lululemon, they are not. Bird Dog's tailor fit is overly sexual. You don't want that. You want a big baggy fit like the shorts you get from those other guys. Gym shorts should swallow your legs. Don't even bother going to birddogs.com. Their website is riddled with typos. And definitely don't bother seeing how good your legs will look in Bird Dog's. You don't need that unwanted female attention. Again, do not visit birddogs.com and enter code radio to get the free tumbler they're offering with your Bird Dog's shorts. That's birddogs.com, code radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/positive.
Got a tablet, access to internet, easy. Free Odyssey app. You can always listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you got Sirius, you can listen on Sirius XM channel 158. Big shout outs to all the truck drivers, people who got Sirius XM on their phone, in a car, whatever the case might be. And you can always tune in on a smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much. Kevin Wall holding it down for us tonight, doing an amazing job, coming to us live from New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you, for listening, because there is no show without you. It's really that simple. There is no show without you, the listeners. So we've had a busy night. We talked about the sale of the Washington Commanders, Daniel Snyder, selling the team to Josh Harris. Daniel Snyder moving this for $6 billion, but having to pay a $60 million fine after the findings of just how disgusting he is and was as the owner of the team. Hopefully, Daniel Snyder just disappears quietly. I have a part of me which doesn't think that that will be the case. We've talked about the Women's World Cup. The U.S. Women's National Team is looking to go for a third consecutive World Cup victory. That's never happened on either the men or the women's side. We just heard from Lane Kiffin, not happy with the transfer portal, basically said it is destroying college sports. We talked about the New York Jets. First practice of training camp with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Aaron Rodgers, we now have a kinder, sweeter Aaron Rodgers as he's dealing with his new teammates, trying to get them acclimated to a new offense. And, you know, as we move on here in this hour of the show, we have some other folks that aren't kind and sweet. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, not a huge fan of his time in Philadelphia with their fans. Draymond and Jordan Poole. Now that Jordan Poole is a member of the Washington Wizards, it seems that Draymond has just reminded everybody his problem with Poole, and Jordan's Poole's dad has even hopped in to let everybody know how he feels. We're going to get into Deion Sanders having another surgery on his legs, on his feet. So we have so much more to do here in this hour, and that, of course, includes speaking to you. If you want to talk to me, we got one phone number. It's connected to many lines. We have paid our bills, and so they are available. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off here with two individuals who are not happy with their, or at least circumstance, okay? One is Lane Kiffin, and the other is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Now, will be playing corner for the Lions. Let's rehear what Lane Kiffin had to say about the transfer portal in NIL. He sat down or stood up during SEC Media Day, and he let everybody know that he feels that the movement, the player movement in college, it's destroying the sport. Listen.
Challenges with it. So First off, I've always said I think it's phenomenal that players get a chance to get paid, which is great. I do think, which I've stood up here and said before, when it first happened, that there's going to be some major issues, and we're creating free agency with the portal. And with NIL, you've got a lot of pay for play going on, and that is what it is. So, you know, those two things combining, there just is not a system in place. And I don't think that there's any other sports at any level that are like this, that really you every year can opt into free agency, really twice a year.
He's right. There should be some parameters, but this is almost like karma. All those years where the players couldn't make money, couldn't move, now they have the opportunity to do so. And so every week we have a new coach who wants to come through and kind of just bemoan the fact that there is so much player movement without proper or any really parameters that are there. So Lane Kiffin, you know, not happy, saying that this is destroying college football. Meanwhile, if you want to talk about someone who was he didn't sugarcoat how he felt. He was actually just whatever about it. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, 1 year with the Philadelphia Eagles, coming off of a few seasons with the New Orleans Saints. He's now a member of the Detroit Lions. You know, he's like a lot of athletes. You're either sitting around doing a podcast or you're playing video games and talking, and this happens to be the case here for Gardner-Johnson. He was playing video games, and he had someone who was playing ask him, you know, what was your experience like playing in Philly? Was there something that you did not enjoy while being there? And this is what he had to say over this live stream about Philly.
All right, my least favorite thing is the people. The obnoxious. Favorite thing, I say, the weather was a dub. It was cold, but I with it though.
Okay, so he enjoyed the weather in Philadelphia because it was cold, but he hated the people. He found the fans in Philadelphia to be obnoxious. Okay, he's entitled to his opinion, right? I mean, haven't we for years heard people just talk bad about the fans in Philly and the people who talk bad about the fans in Boston? And what the hell is it? What am I missing? Are the fans, I can hear fans in Utah and Oklahoma City. I've seen fans just say disgusting things. What is it about Philly or Philadelphia fans where the reputation is just so bad? Is everybody stuck on the Santa Claus and the snowballs or what? Why does Philly, out of all the places, have such a bad reputation? I don't. Hey, Kevin, do you have any idea? Like, why?
Oh.
What's the deal with Philly?
I just can't think of why Philly has that bad reputation. I just can't figure it out.
Yeah. I think they have even a worse reputation. Do they have a worse reputation in like New York fans or Boston?
I mean,
fans?
I've worn a New York jersey in Philadelphia, and let's just say it's not the most comfortable situation.
So let me, if this is going to make sense, this is like you wore a Mets jersey in Philly.
I wore a Giant jersey to a Giant Eagle game.
Oh, you wore a New York Giants jersey.
Oh yes.
To an eat, you went to the link.
Yep, I have no problem doing it.
And so what did you just get cursed at every step? Was this like honest joshing?
I can tell you the full story, but it's not good air. you know, okay. It wouldn't be good for the air. But let's say they made their presence known how they felt about me for those 3 hours.
Well, but simple question. Were this just like, hey, man, your team sucks, or were you on the end of, like, verbal abuse?
No, it was verbal abuse. It got personal.
Oh, my God. It was
and all I did
drinking
was
too, right?
Walk to my seat and sit down.
Were people drinking?
It was a Thursday night football game, you know, in December when the playoffs were on the edge. Yeah, there was alcohol involved with them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, man.
And I know I'm signing up for the situation, but I'm usually easygoing. I can take a couple. I can deal with my chops being busted here and there, but when it gets personal, you know, it's not worth it. It's a football game.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel. I mean, alcohol will make people do and say some wild things. A lot of times you won't hear about players, you know, bashing teams really publicly. I don't think Ben Simmons is going to come out and because he sucked. I don't think he's ever going to come out and say, oh, well, you know, them fans in Philly, they did this to me. They did this. It's the nature of sports, unfortunately. It really is. And it's not going backwards. But now we have players who have no issue. They have no problem letting everybody know how they feel about a fan base. And CJ Gardner-Johnson most certainly saying fans in Philly were obnoxious. He was there for a year. And yeah, granted, he came from New Orleans with the Saints. A fan base I find to be absolutely amazing. The atmosphere in the dome is one like no other. You think about the tailgating, it's a real communal aspect. And in Philadelphia, it's just, man, you playing well, you playing bad, and if you playing bad, we're gonna let you know there is no coddling. And so there's certain cities that players aren't cut out for. And if you can't perform in Philadelphia, the fans, they will let you know. And there's some players who can't stand the heat. And the same thing goes for New York, goes for Boston. Maybe it's the weather. I know he said he enjoyed the weather in Philadelphia. Maybe the weather is what makes people so much on edge.
Then he goes to Detroit.
Say again, Kevin?
And then he goes to Detroit.
I mean, they are a team on the up and up, so... I can't fault him there. Can't fault him there. Speaking of Detroit, let's go to Michigan and let's talk to Mark. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Good evening, JR.
Good evening to you. What's up?
Well, you know, the transfer portal has always been available to coaches, you know.
Correct.
It's unusual for coaches to go to one school like Eddie Robinson went to Grambling and spend their entire career there. And so Lane Kiffin has made choices to go to various schools, and Nick Saban as well. Now, I agree with you. There should be some parameters because it is a team sport. We don't hear about the transfer portal for college tennis players or college golfers. And so there should be some limitations, but I was born at the University of Michigan Hospital years ago, so I'm a Michigan fan, born, you know. And Michigan fans have been upset with Jim Harbaugh and his flirtations with, you know, going back to the pros. I understand it. And Michigan says, well, we've got a contract with you. We want you to stay. But he's got a clause in his contract so that it can be bought out for $10 million. Now, a pro team might decide they really want him and pay that $10 million. And so choices are good. Options are good. And so I think Lane Kiffin, you know, is not considering his own career because he's not stayed in one place during his career. And so.
Yeah, no, maybe he should go back to the Raiders and see how that worked the first time, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark.
One more thing. Philly fans are really special because didn't they boost Santa Claus years ago? I mean, that's different.
They threw snowballs at him.
Yeah. Okay. I heard they booed Santa Claus, too. That'd be different.
Well, I think booing and throwing and throwing snowballs, I think it goes hand in hand.
All right.
All right, thank you,
Mark. Have a nice evening, JR.
You as well. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Michigan. Oh, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Richard is calling from Oregon. The sports fans up there are pretty nice and docile. Hey, Richard, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Nice and docile, as long as we're not talking about Seattle. Anyhow, man, hi,
ouch.
JR. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to check in on the issue of the you know, amateurism and where we're at in college sports. From things I'm gathering, including Lane Kiffin's check-in, you know, it depends on your perspective and what's at stake in it for you. And to me, a lot of what's happening is you ain't going to fix things by throwing a lot of duct tape and baling wire at the situation. And it seems like we have a couple of irreconcilable forces operating at simultaneously. One is the impulse for amateurism, and the other one is the impulse for professionalism in amateur sports. And it's kind of like wanting to be drunk and sober at the same time. It just ain't going to work, man. And I almost feel like this is a purely boneheaded idea because it's coming from me. But, you know, why not come up with, like, rethink what NCAA is? Just, like, throw it all up and reshape it. And maybe have a couple of tiered leagues. You know, have some dedicated, truly amateur conferences where kids just want to come and play some high-level NCAA football, and have another one where things are fast and fleet, you know, and kids are, you know, jumping on and off of portals all the time, and it's kind of like a, you know, like almost a minor league for football. I don't know, man. Just, well, you know, I'm open to your thoughts.
No, I think it's actually moving in a direction without operating in such a tier, or at least in that framework. We see all the player, well, not player movement. We see all the teams moving from conference to conference. So we already kind of have a have and have not system, if you want to think of the Power Five and then the Group of Five. That that already
sure
exists. It's going to get chopped down some more. And I wholeheartedly agree with what you said about amateurism versus college sports coming across as pro. The idea from the get-go, from day one, that this was amateurism based on the system was always a sham. And so when you go from veiled amateurism towards a more open, free market, you're going to have that conflict. And it's like opening up the floodgates or going to the zoo and just letting all the animals run free out of their enclosure. It's going to be pandemonium and chaos. And whose fault
sure,
is
man.
It?
May I chime in on one last point, JR?
Please.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Denver, Colorado in the 60s before, you know, the Broncos, when they were in the AFL still, and there was the ABA, the Denver Rockets played in the ABA, et cetera. And I went to a lot of football games at CU and CSU, and I really enjoyed going to Air Force Academy games. And I just want to push back that, you know, if you are a fan of true amateurism, you can look at the high level of sports that's played at the military institutions. These kids, very few of them ever matriculate into the major sports. You know, Roger Staubach, et cetera, few exceptions to the rule. But that's your true amateurism. And I saw really high level of football. So again, my original point was it depends on what's at stake. You know, for you personally, if you're a Lane Kiffin and you want to get paid, hey man, don't be disingenuous about it, dude. That, you know, you're covering your butt. But anyhow,
no problem, Richard. Thank you for calling from Oregon. Well, that's always the case. People don't fully share their intentions, what they want to do, and how many times has Harbaugh said, I'm not going back to the pros, or I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to do that. And one of our callers kind of pointed and mentioned out there's a flirtation with the Minnesota Vikings. What's the next flirtation? Like, what is it? Nobody's ever said, I've never heard a coach say, yeah, I ain't sticking around next year. I'm thinking about going to coach the pros. I'm going to take my money and my check here until I leave. Nobody says that because you want to maintain the leverage for yourself. And I mean, we can all talk about teamwork. At the end of the day, you get to sports at any level. At what point, especially as you kind of climb the ladder, you got to think about you. You got to think about your finances, your money. There's so much money to be gotten. You don't care about the team construct. I know this might be difficult for some fans to understand when you spend your hard-earned dollars. Players get to the leagues, the pros, the big times, they ain't think about no championship first. They're thinking about the money that they can earn, how much money they can earn, and then when they feel comfortable with the money, then they start thinking about titles. It's about the cash first. It's about that livelihood. It's about paying the bills. It doesn't matter how high the expenses are. It pays to be honest, certainly, but not always in sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. Speaking of honest, someone who has always at least been honest on how he feels is Deion Sanders. We have all of these media days. You know, we heard from Kirby Smart this week. Just heard from Lane Kiffin talking about the transfer portal destroying college sports. Deion Sanders, he won't participate in media day, and he has a very good reason. You will hear from his own mouth on the other side of the break as to what he had to say. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, all these conversations surrounding college football, the transfer portal, is a lot to get into. And it's media day. And we've started to get a lot of different quotes, whether it's out of SEC media day and college coaches, the Sabans of the world, the Kirby Smarts, the Lane Kiffins, we're getting some great quotes. Well, Deion Sanders is known to give a good quote or two over the past 30 going on 40 years. And we know that Deion Sanders is now the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes up in Boulder. Beautiful Boulder, Colorado. I need to get up there again sooner than later. And one thing that Deion Sanders has and will miss is all of the media times and obligations initially here with the Colorado Buffaloes. And why is that? Why is Deion not participating at Pac-12 Media Day? And Deion Sanders let everybody know that he's going to miss out because at least on Thursday, he was scheduled to have surgery on his feet, on his foot, on his left foot. He was scheduled to also have some blood clots removed from his leg. You might recall back in 2021, Deion Sanders, he had two toes amputated off of his left foot due to blood clot issue. He also found out that blood and blood clotting is unfortunately something that runs in his family. And so more recently, Deion Sanders has had to worry about complete amputation of his left foot. And these clots are, well, the clotting, or the removal of the clots in his legs is hopefully and should alleviate some of the pain and then result in him keeping his foot. He's also going to have a couple of those toes straightened out to alleviate pain, the toes that are left on his left foot. And so Deion Sanders shared a message online on social media while speaking to his doctor, also talking to fans, letting them know about his current situation. Take a listen to this.
Hey, I want you to hear it from the horse. I don't like hearsay and he say and she said and they said. Okay, it's what I said, all right? I apologize that I'm not going to be at the Pac-12 media day due to I have to have another surgery tomorrow. Couple surgeries, pretty much, right?
Yes.
Couple surgeries. Okay. One in my leg as well as to remove other clots. And they got to go. You can even show these, but we really don't know for sure, but you can show. This is going to be last time my toes look like that. Okay, you see how they all bent over? Tell them what they're going to do, Lauren.
They're going to straighten them out. These two, they're going to straighten this one out, and they're going to straighten this one out as well.
Right. And I'm really dislocated up on the bottom. I don't know if we're going to get to that.
No, that'll be that's another leg. Time. Yep.
That's a whole
but they're going to fix these two toes so they don't cause any more pain in the shoes.
Right, and they're going to get the blood clots out of the right leg.
Man, you know what? It's such a reminder. You think about Deion Sanders. You would say that he is one of the most athletic human beings that you would have seen in your lifetime. And even at this stage of his life in his mid-50s, to have these physical ailments, some of which are genetic, to think that the dude who was high-stepping, dancing, stylish icon is here because of his health, you would just go, well, damn. You gotta look in the mirror and think about yourself. If this can be something that happens to Deion Sanders, then what stops it from anybody else, right? I mean, we can think about things that we are all susceptible to when it comes down to genetics. You can't do a damn thing about that. Where you come from, who birthed you, who had you conceived, you can't do anything about that. But you can work on the choices and life decisions that you make. And so good luck to Deion Sanders as he continues on. It is just a lot of imagery. It can be hard to really take in when you have memories of Deion Sanders one way and his athletic and physical prime, and then he's another way on a doctor's table talking about the multiple surgeries and showing the scars in his legs, showing his foot, three toes, very different from watching him with the Falcons or the Cowboys or the Niners to what he is now. So good luck to him, and then good luck with everything that he does out in Colorado. Certainly not the smoothest of transitions when he exited Jackson State to go coach for the Buffaloes. Portal and everything that Lane Kiffin talked about. Deion Sanders, I mean, dating back to last year, he's had more than 70 players go into the transfer portal, and he let everybody know right out of the gate, yo, gots to go. You know, you might as well hop into the transfer portal because I'm coming through to clean house. And so we have one element from Lane Kiffin talking about how bad it is that players can kind of move around at their whim. And Deion Sanders, the minute that he showed up, he told his players, or the players that were still there, y'all ain't going to be here. Y'all aren't always going to play. And so it's best for you to leave. I'm bringing in my own people. It's just the world that we live in. I guess the transfer portal works different ways, different strokes for different folks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Deion Sanders, never one to hold his tongue, always straight and right to the point. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. That's 855-212-4CBS. Someone else, always direct and straight to the point, is Draymond Green. And now that Jordan Poole is a member of the Washington Wizards, Draymond Green has not been shy addressing his relationship with Jordan Poole, and also not shy in addressing Jordan Poole's father. I will explain, and you'll hear from Draymond Green. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to holler at me before we get out of here, it's simple. You just heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. Before the break, we talked about Deion Sanders getting ready to coach these Buffaloes of Colorado up in Boulder. And before he gets the business on the football field, Deion Sanders on Thursday reported to have had a couple of surgeries to alleviate some pain and hopefully allow him a better life or quality of life, having a blood clot removed, a couple of blood clots removed, and hopefully saving his foot in the process. So all the best and good luck to Deion Sanders. Never shy for years now, for decades, to share exactly what is on his mind. And I guess that also includes his current health battles. Good luck to him there. Someone else, he is currently in his athletic prime, maybe. He's certainly in the prime of his life when it comes down to being a professional athlete. That's Draymond Green. And we know Draymond Green, also someone similar to Deion Sanders, never shy in sharing his opinions, letting the world know how he feels about things. And he is so outspoken, he has a job on Turner with TNT. He is so outspoken, he has his own podcast on The Volume. I mean, it was only last year during the NBA Finals that Draymond Green would share podcasts post-game. Now, that's rarefied air. Typically, players talk to the media and they call it a wrap. Well, in the case of Draymond Green, he's a part of the media. And he would play a game and stink the joint up and post a podcast about it. So welcome to the new world. And recently, this week, just a couple of days ago, Draymond Green joined another player in Patrick Beverley, who also has a podcast, and they talked about everything. They talked about Chris Paul joining the Golden State Warriors, how Draymond Green said, yes, Chris Paul and I will ultimately, you know, have a conversation. You know, we or I, not a fan of him personally. And then Draymond Green was asked about Jordan Poole, the teammate that he punched in the face at a practice, and the teammate that has now been traded to the Washington Wizards, bringing in Chris Paul. And we've heard so many rumors about what was said and why Draymond punched Jordan Poole. Draymond Green has been honest in the past that what he did was wrong. In this podcast episode, he continued that what he did was wrong, but he didn't shy away from a little bit, or at least I should say, some of his reasonings. Cam'ron, a musician I'm sure you may or may not be familiar with, gave his own reports as to what Jordan Poole said, talking about money and Draymond's status not getting his contract. And Draymond Green said that wasn't really the case, but he had a reason to hit him. Listen to this.
I don't just hit people. Like, I've been in this league 11 years. I ain't just hit nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so dialogue, you know, happens, and dialogue happens over the course of time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you usually ain't just triggered by something like that fast, you know, right, to that degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody on my team triggering me, you know, in an instant. You know, and so dialogue, of course, happens over time. And, you know, like I said, Cam's stuff wasn't accurate, but, you know, we know stuff that you don't say amongst men. You know what I'm saying? We know things that you have to stand on.
Okay. So we all don't know exactly what Jordan Poole said to Draymond Green. And then after Draymond said that, he said, oh, yeah, what I did was wrong again. But which one is it? Are you justifying why you hit him and you had a reason to? You just shouldn't have done it? That's what it sounds like Draymond is saying. And so someone who did not take kindly to this was Jordan Poole's father. Yes, Jordan Poole, grown man, NBA player, decided to address this as well. And he responded on Twitter. He said, I'm standing on this, that what Draymond said is some BS. Jordan Poole was his guy, and he avoided me all last year, saying that Draymond avoided his dad. He called him soft, called him a female dog, and he said, I'm standing on this. He also says that Draymond Green did not apologize to me and my wife. He called him lame. He said he can meet him anytime that he wants. And at that point, I say to myself, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Am I missing something here? I get it. What Draymond Green did was wrong. And I guess the relationship between Poole and Green and the family, if you know them, sure, you talk to the parents, you see them. But I mean, damn, why does Draymond need to apologize to Jordan Poole's family? I mean, isn't the apology to Jordan Poole enough? Isn't saying what he did was wrong enough? I mean, if you're Jordan Poole, the only thing I want to do is light it up on the basketball court. And now that he's a member of the Wizards, he's going to have prime opportunity to go out there and light it up, because he is going to have a green light that he's never seen before. If you saw some of the shots that Jordan Poole took as a member of the Golden State Warriors, imagine what he's going to do with no Steph Curry on the court, no Klay Thompson, no Draymond Green. Jordan Poole is going to light it up. And by the way, Jordan Poole is 24 years old. How does Jordan Poole feel knowing that his dad is on social media saying that Draymond Green is full of you-know-what? Wouldn't Jordan Poole want his dad to sit this one out? Wouldn't an NBA player, wouldn't any adult want your parents not to fight your battles? Doesn't there come a point in time where you just take care of it yourself? Jordan Poole's response, of course, was on social media. Of course, it was cryptic. Jordan Poole decided to just go online and post a video of himself working out the music. And so I guess whenever we see the Golden State Warriors take on the Wizards, we'll only get it twice a year. I expect some fireworks. I expect Draymond Green running up into Jordan Poole's face. I expect some beef, and I wouldn't have it any other way. This is the good part about basketball. Look, when you're out there on the court, I prefer this. I don't want to see no friends. We got enough basketball players who are already running around being buddy-buddy. I want some beef. I do. It upset me the other day. It didn't upset me, but I'm like, oh, Joel Embiid, he's okay with the fact that James Harden doesn't want to be a Sixer. He's not okay. Like, just say you're disappointed. Say you're mad. Say you'd love to have him back. Don't say you're okay. We need more basketball beef, and not when these guys retire either. I'm trying to think about who doesn't like each other in the league now. Hey, Kevin, are there any player, like, what's the biggest, I can't even tell you, what's the biggest player rivalry right now? Is there one that even exists?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
We needed a future Hall of Famer in Draymond Green, and sorry, don't matter how you feel about him, he's going right into the Hall of Fame. We needed a Hall of Famer to punch his 23-at-the-time-year-old teammate in the face to get some beef. That's what it took. That sucks, man. We need more. I know Jimmy Butler kind of walks a line by himself. Doesn't.
But not even comparable, I would say.
Oh, not comparable. It's not, but I'm trying to think of players who just keep to themselves, you know? Like, everybody hanging out, and they're on live streams together, and they're doing podcasts, and the biggest NBA beef that I can think of is Draymond and Jordan Poole. Guys used to hate each other's guts, man.
It's really the only one that you can think of off the top of your head, like even going back 5-10 years.
Well, we can look at the Kevin Garnett and Carmelo Anthony. They didn't care for each other. Oh, man. NBA beefs. We've come a long way. We know that these dudes aren't punching each other in the head anymore and not fighting. Nobody wants to throw a punch. It's sad. But whenever they end up on the schedule, which will be out, hey, about, well, next month, August, we should get the NBA schedule. We'll have an idea when they play. Now, look, Chris Paul, he's had his beefs here with the Golden State Warriors. There's nothing ever been, you know, ridiculous. Now he's on the team. It'll be interesting to see how he gets along, how he fits in. That's certainly a storyline to watch, because the fact is Chris Paul, he might not be with the Golden State Warriors throughout the duration of the season. You know, February might swing along, and if Chris Paul is not fitting in, they just might ship him out. Mike Dunleavy Jr. might flip him, and that's not the worst thing in the world. Any team would love to have a future Hall of Fame point guard who still has something left in the tank. Is Chris Paul going to go and start 80-something games and play 38 minutes? Hell no. But if he can go to a team and be an ancillary piece to help lead without taking the team over, I think he might be good at the trade deadline. More so, he's going to hold more value than Jordan Poole. And so good on the Golden State Warriors. They get rid of a guy who's nothing but a shot chucker in Jordan Poole. Hell, look, he might be an all-star one day, but he ain't going to be winning like he was with the Warriors. I think we can bet on that. Not as a lead dog, certainly. And the Warriors, having Chris Paul, how does he fit in? I don't know. Is he going to be beefing with Steve Kerr? Are they going to have to show him the door? It's only July, and we got NBA players. We got their dads fighting their battles for them. One guy that we haven't heard from in a long time is LeVar Ball. Thank God. I think he got the memo early. I'm going to leave my kids to do all of the chatting. Hey, Kevin, it's been some good stuff tonight, man. I appreciate you coming through and helping to hold things down.
Yeah, like I said, JR, you know, it's been a while since we worked together, and it was nice to be back in the control room with you, and I know we're going to have a couple more shifts together in the next couple weeks.
Okay, good stuff, man. I appreciate you. Where can people follow you online and all that good stuff?
On Twitter, it's KWall521. Instagram, KevinWall521.
All right, a big shout-out to Kevin Wall coming through and holding it down for us tonight. It's been a busy night, like almost every night. We opened up the show talking about the Washington Commanders and their new owner and Josh Harris. We talked about the Women's World Cup. We got Dennis Rodman's daughter competing in it, trying to build her own legacy. We have Julie Ertz, the wife of Zach Ertz, competing as the women try to win. The women from the United States trying to win three in a row. Talked about college football and Lane Kiffin, the New York Jets, Kindler Jenter, Aaron Rodgers, C.J. Gardner-Johnson hates Philadelphia. We just talked about Draymond and Poole, Deion Sanders. We've gone through a lot. Listen, the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, okay? You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm done. I'm gone. Thank you so much to Kevin. But don't go anywhere. Why? Here on CBS Sports Radio, Amy Lawrence. She's coming up next.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.